You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Now your clothes wash whiter than ever before with new white Oxydol. It gives you the whitest wash in Oxydol history. Yes, now Oxydol is the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Just try it once. That's all it takes to wash your clothes whiter than you ever believed possible. Yes, the first week you use new white Oxydol, you'll put away sheets and towels and shirts that are astonishingly whiter. So white, you're sure to say...
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, you're right. With new white Oxydol, it actually gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Why, even if it rains pitchforks on wash day and you have to dry your wash inside, you'll still get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. And that whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxydol. And new Oxydol is truly safe for washable colors, too. You'll see your youngsters' blue jeans, all your colored clothes, come out so bright they fairly sparkle. So try new white Oxydol next wash day. Your dealer has it now. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, 10:30 usually finds Rushville Center pretty well bedded down for the night. But not tonight, though. All evening long, in fact, since 6 o'clock, there have been groups of people congregated out in front of Banker Pendleton's waiting for a meeting to break up. Fred Sweeney has come running over several times with telegrams for Sheriff Crossman, who's come from Fort William to be present at the meeting. And then, a few minutes ago, Dr. Tom Stevens came out of the house. He waved aside any would-be questioners and started home. But passing Ma's, though, he saw a light and he went in to tell her what had happened. Listen.
Better sit down, Ma. This is going to come as a shock. They've identified the man who was killed over at the hotel last night.
They have? Who was he, Tom?
Well, I didn't think Jim had it in him to find out. Of course, it wasn't all Jim. He had some help from the sheriff. They've really been burning up the wires today. Telegrams, long-distance calls. Why, they took fingerprints of the dead man.
Heavens to Betsy.
Oh, yeah, I'm all real professional. The sheriff's office sent the fingerprints out for identification. They sent them to Pittsburgh. You know, they found a canceled railroad ticket from Pittsburgh in the man's pocket last night.
Yes.
Well, the answer came back this evening. Full information on him. His name was, well, let's see if I can remember it right. Gorman. That's right. Brad Gorman. He escaped just a few days ago from an insane asylum.
Oh, land. Land, an insane asylum.
According to the information they got, he was married to Ann Morrison.
Heavens to Betsy, Tom. Miss Morrison.
That's right.
The dead man was her husband?
Uh-huh.
Oh. And you say he was insane, Tom? Oh, the poor woman.
Yep. And now they're talking murder, Ma.
Murder?
Yep. When Fred Sweeney brought in the telegram, Sheriff Crossman read it out loud. Nobody knew what to say, except Banker Pendleton. It was just a little too much for the rest of us to comprehend quickly. An escaped lunatic. Well, Augusta said, well, I guess that proves what I've been saying right along today. There was more to last night than meets the eye.
But murder? You mean that they suspect Mr. Sinclair and Miss Morrison? Oh, land of Goshen, Tom, what person in his right mind would accuse them of such a crime?
Well, Augusta said him and Miss Morrison lied about never having seen the man before. What was to prevent their lying about it being an accident? Who's to prove the fellow fell out of the window? Why couldn't Mr. Sinclair have pushed him out?
Oh, Thomas.
No, Ma. I came by to tell you. Banker Pendleton insists that nobody says a word about it. Let the law handle everything. But I figured you'd better know.
Oh.
I just want to caution you a bit, though. I don't know anything about the law. I've always stuck to my profession, let the lawyers take care of theirs. But I know one thing, though. Banker Pendleton saying what happened last night might have been murder doesn't make it murder. So don't let that part of it upset you. What I do want to caution you about, though, is the way this whole thing is going, like a snowball downhill. It's not going to be popular by morning to stick up for Fred Sinclair, Alfred Sinclair.
Wait, Tom, you're saying...
Now, I know what I'm saying, Ma.
But the charge of murder? It's only in Banker Pendleton's mind and words. It ain't proved a fact yet.
Ma, listen. I'm not trying to say that you should suddenly turn your back on Alfred Sinclair or Miss Morrison.
Oh, Linda Goshen. Isn't there anybody there to feel pity? A woman like that, beautiful and successful and having that kind of a cross to bear. A husband in an asylum.
Now, Ma, listen to me, please. Your whole reaction is just what I knew it would be, but you've got to be practical. It was brought up tonight that not only were you friendly with Mr. Sinclair, but Joseph was more than friendly with Miss Morrison. I don't like bearing such tales to you, but you might as well know it'll come up. The fact that Miss Morrison saw Joseph, they went out together, that whole business the night they went to the country club when the state police brought him in, it's all going to come up again, Ma. You know, Augustus Pendleton is a pretty bitter man, Ma. He thinks that Mr. Sinclair slighted him, insulted him.
Thomas, what kind of a payment is that for an insult? To charge a fellow man with murder?
Well, as I said a minute ago, saying murder is one thing. They've still got to prove it. They're off on a new toot now, of course. I gave them a clue tonight without intending to.
What? What do you mean? What kind of a clue?
Well, you remember I told you when I was here before supper about the telephone call I got last night telling me to get on over at the hotel? Well, I mentioned that. And now the masterminds have decided that whoever it was who called me must have been an eyewitness to the whole accident. So now they're off on a big toot to find him. After all, they need a witness to prove there was a murder. Oh, who's that? Oh, hello, Joe. So, now they've got a new Mr. X to look for. The man who telephoned me. Well, out seeing the big excitement, Joe?
Hi, Dr. Stevens. What's the matter, Ma? Isn't Faye feeling well again?
What? Oh, no, son, it ain't Faye. But Dr. Stevens just dropped by to tell me some news.
Well, I think I'll run along home now. It's been a pretty long day. You think over what I told you, Ma?
Yes, Tom, yes, I will. Well, thank you for stepping in.
That's all right. Good night, Joe. You been out for a walk?
Oh, yeah, Doctor. Just walked Shuffle home.
Uh-huh. Well, good night.
Night.
Good night, Tom.
What's the matter, Ma?
What, son?
Dr. Stevens bring bad news or something?
Sit down, Joseph. I want to talk to you.
It's pretty late. Shouldn't you be thinking about getting to sleep?
Sit down, son.
Okay. What is it, Ma?
Joseph. Joseph, all day today, I've had a feeling that there was something you wanted to tell me. I'm not your conscience, son, and I'm not the law, but there are some things that I've got to know. Mr. Sinclair is in trouble, Joseph.
What kind of trouble, Ma?
Dr. Stevens has just come by to tell me that they found out who the man was who was killed last night.
Who was he, Ma?
This will come as a shock to you, son. As it did to me and as it will to everybody. He was escaped from an insane asylum. I guess he must have come here to see Miss Morrison.
An asylum?
He was her husband, Joseph. The dead man was Miss Morrison's husband.
Her husband? Her husband, Ma?
Yes, Joseph.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it. Anne isn't married. She can't be. She would have told me.
All I know is what Dr. Stevens has told me, son. He just come from Banker Pendleton's. They had a meeting there.
Her husband?
The sheriff got a telegram with the information.
How do you like that? Married all the time.
Now, son.
I, like a sap, go on all the time, hoping that maybe I can get up enough courage to ask her to marry me.
Joseph,
and all
Joseph,
the time
please.
She's had a husband.
Joseph, you haven't heard a word that I said.
Oh, yes, I have. I've heard plenty.
No, you've heard only what concerns you.
Well, maybe it's about time I began thinking about myself.
Joseph, listen to me. They're saying now that maybe what happened last night, maybe it was no accident. It might have been murder.
Murder?
Yes, Joseph. A murder. They're saying that Mr. Sinclair is responsible. They're trying to prove it, that Mr. Sinclair deliberately pushed the man out the window to his death.
Well, that's crazy. It's crazy, Ma. Why? Well, why are you telling me about it, Ma? What do you want me to do about it? I don't know anything about it.
You're sure, son?
Well, of course. How should I know anything about it? Murder.
All right, Joseph. All right, that's all I wanted to find out. Whether you did know anything about it. If you say no, that's the end of it. I just thought you were out last night around the time when the accident happened. And you might have seen or heard something that... All right, all right. Good night, son. You best go to bed. You look tired.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
When you see that new Oxydol white in your wash, you'll realize your clothes are whiter than ever before. New white Oxydol is the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxydol history. Just notice how white this new Oxydol is. But better still, notice how white it washes your clothes. You're sure to say...
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, you're right. It's white. The whitest Oxydol wash you've ever seen. The cleanest wash is possible to get from any soap in the world. Now, even when you dry your clothes inside, that dazzling new whiteness is there. And it stays in your wash for the life of your clothes as long as you use new white Oxydol. It's truly safe for washable colors, too. In fact, they come out even brighter. So get new white Oxydol today. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap. For a whiter, whiter wash. Well, it's an ugly word, murder. But tomorrow the word is hurled at Alfred Sinclair, who says nothing. But now this is Charlie Warren speaking for Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.